This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There is a simple reason why conservatives have made a comeback and conservatism has made a comeback. And it has to do with watching liberals lose their minds, running around like sprayed roaches. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Glad you're hanging in there with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. While her citizens are dying in a war zone more dangerous than Iraq, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a new initiative. And I'm sure that getting white people more woke is going to save lives, because that's essentially what this initiative involves. And here's the press release from the mayor's office. The city of Chicago, in partnership with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, they call it DCASE, Chicago Parks District, and Chicago Public Schools announced a racial healing and historical reckoning project to assess memorials, monuments, and other art across Chicago. What's that going to cost you, Chicago? Again, I welcome everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show, where I'm going to give you a bit of sanity, and that dose of sanity has to do with where Democrats put their priorities. While the president has decommissioned all this critical race theory nonsense, and I'm going to talk about that in depth at some point because a lot of you want to know my thoughts on it, and you probably already know my thoughts on it, but you want to see, Kevin, are you going to put a spin on this that we aren't familiar with? Then yes, I will. I want to talk about critical race theory. Because let me tell you, before I even finish this particular story, the fact that the president issued an executive order that said we are not going to put this stuff anywhere in the federal government is the biggest civil rights legislation that's happened since the 1960s. Is that going to give you kind of a taste of what I'm going to talk about with critical race theory? Lori Lightfoot is overseeing the death of thousands of people every year who look like her, who voted her in, and she does nothing. She's spending her time worried about monuments, memorials, and other art across Chicago. The statement continued, the project will grapple with the often unacknowledged history associated with the city's various municipal art collections, and will provide a vehicle to address the hard truths of Chicago's racial history, confront the ways in which that history has and has not been memorialized, and develop a framework for marking public space that elevates new ways to memorialize Chicago's true and complete history. Now, while I don't have a disagreement with any city that says we want to show the diversity of our city, the diversity of America, and we're going to have a cultural center that recognizes women, it recognizes men, it recognizes gays, whites, whatever. I don't care. If there's a need for that, if gay people feel like they have to feel better by understanding that so-and-so was gay, and that's going to make them feel more proud to be an American or a human being, fantastic. I'm proud of the white people that built this country. They don't have to be black. You know, I'm just as happy that whomever, because it's people say it wasn't Alexander Graham Bell, but whoever invented the telephone or whoever invented electricity, you know what I'm happy? I'm happy they did it. I don't care what color they were. I would go to a museum and see. And if it turns out that, oh my gosh, this dude happens to be black, it's like when I found out about Elijah McCoy. Oh my gosh, look at this black dude that was an inventor with all these lubricants, you know, stuff like that. I was pleasantly surprised to learn that little tidbit of black history, and I'm always surprised to learn about other black history, but at the end of the day, it's American history. It just happened to be done by somebody black or white or female or gay or whatever. Do we really have to care? The statement went on to explain, folks, the objectives they want to do, cataloging monuments and public art on city or sister agency property, appointing an advisory committee to determine which pieces warrant attention or action, creating a platform for the public to engage in civic dialogue about Chicago's history. So in other words, a bunch of money to be spent so they can rewrite history and make white folks feel bad, black folks feel bad. Look at all these white monuments we have. Why do we do all these things with white? Because guess what? In that time of history, those are the people who are the movers and the shakers. You may not like it. You may not like the situation that blacks were facing during that time. But that's what it was. Now, while that was going on, there were black people doing things. And there are black historians who have that information. Let's get it out there. If you want to get that out there, that's fine. But not in a demoralizing thing. Chicago was built on Bugsy Malone and the mob and a bunch of other stuff. And you need to recognize that history. And then there's a history moving forward. Who are going to be the new movers and shakers? Well, is it going to be D. Ray McKesson? You're going to build a monument to him? Or Sean King in New York? Social justice warriors out there doing their thing? Or are you going to find the next iconic black person that does something significant? What does Chicago want to be noted for? What does Baltimore want to be noted for? Here's my point. If you want to be noted for being a thug and you want a monument built to you, Michael Brown Jr., if that's what black people want to recognize, build these thug monuments. But don't expect history to remember them and say, oh my gosh, look at Michael Brown Jr., the guy that went into a bodega, stole some stuff, and got himself shot and killed. Is that what you want to be remembered for? Is that the new Jackie Robinson, if you will, of the woke movement? Or maybe it's one of these other ones. Maybe it's going to be Breonna Taylor, who everybody wants to canonize at this point and not tell you the real truth about him. It's insane. I talk about in my book, Race Pimping. You can go to racepimping.com. It's a short read. It's a fun read. It's a ShamWow commercial of exactly what you're facing now. And if you want a more serious take, go to bleedingbluemovie.com and watch that film. And here's what I told everybody listening. If you don't like this film, send me a note to the Black Sphere, to the Kevin Jackson Show, and we will refund your money. Now, I put that out on at least 24 major outlets. Not a single person has watched that film and said, I want my money back. In fact, I get calls from people that say, how profound. I want to do more. How can I help more? So we have that. Well, we don't have people asking for their money back. But anyway, they say, this project represents the first step in the deliberative and long-needed process by which we as a city can assess the many monuments, memorials across our neighborhoods and communities. She says, not just about a single statue or mural, but how we create a platform to channel our city's dynamic civic energy. I don't have a problem with the mayor of a city saying, we're going to recognize everybody. I have a problem when they want to tear down the history, the things that built it, all because they want to have a narrative, something that they want to force people to believe.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, this is Andy from Clearwater, Florida. I watched Bleeding Blue. I thought it was an absolutely amazing movie. I recommend it to everyone. I thank you so much for your hard work. Thanks.
Well, Andy, thank you for watching the film Bleeding Blue. You can check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com. We get a lot of those. If you go to the website, bleedingbluemovie.com. There's a list of Facebook people that have talked about it, and somehow a lady got my number and she called me and she says, I'm trying to watch the movie, but I don't know where my link went and yada yada. So I hooked her up with my IT guy, but while we were on the phone together, she says, yeah, my son is a law enforcement officer and I want to get a link for him to watch it as well. We ended up giving her free links because she was so nice about it all. But the long and the short of it is, she says, I saw so many positive comments. Now, there are 19 positive comments at the time I went to the website. But just so you guys know, there are 480 comments about the film on another site. We can't port them over for some reason. And they're all positive. And I will tell you, due to Facebook advertising, my guys that do this stuff for a living said, this has to be one of the top advertising things we've ever worked with in terms of, you know, for every dollar we spend, it generates $2 back because people are so hyped over this film. Once they see it, we have 480 comments, all positive. And I'm not talking about, hey, good movie or whatever. People going, one lady wrote, I cried. This movie made me cry so many times. And you just got to read them. You just got to go see them. But anyway, thank you guys for supporting the film and the work that we do. We are going to be doing a sequel to Bleeding Blue that's going to blow your mind. The people who've been wrongly accused and what's happened to their lives and things like this, it's amazing. And then we're also doing a cop series that's similar to that, except it exposes a little bit more about the inner workings of police departments and how they interact with the mayors and things like this. It's pretty much an expose. So, but it's a truthful telling of what's happening inside of the politics of policing. So hopefully you guys will support what we do. Go to the website, contribute, get on our list of things to do. And the other thing I was going to tell you, if you're so inclined, send a note to us if you want to help. Let me tell you what I need. I need people that will listen to the program and say, Kevin, on this day, this program, at this hour, you said something profound, because we don't have the people to audit the show and get those clips out. The second thing I need is somebody willing to take over my radio program from a marketing perspective and help us get it to the next level. And while I'm on that subject, yesterday was our top grossing day on the program since we started really paying attention to the stats. So thank all of you for that. Anyway, lots to talk about. It's never going to not be a busy day, but I'm talking about these woke initiatives. And I talked earlier in the broadcast about all these woke athletes who are awakening themselves to the "do fries go with that" line and the McDonald's, because they are going to be flipping burgers if they keep it up. White men who are spending billions of dollars on franchises are getting very sick and tired of the woke initiative, and the stats are bearing it out. Black Lives Matter is losing steam, and I want to believe that I'm a significant part of that. The people that support Black Lives Matter are finally starting to wake up. The stats are bearing everything out that we're talking about, where the NBA lost 45% of its audience from last year to this year. It's already been shrinking, but they lost 45%. The NFL, way down. The Major League Baseball jumped into the mix. They're suffering. Hockey got into the mix. I don't know if all these sports are playing now, but it won't be long before they'll finally get it. So it's all dropping. And meanwhile, you're watching liberals losing their minds. I mentioned in the previous segment, Lori Lightfoot, her woke initiative for Chicago is around museums and monuments and memorials and art, and how they can reshape Chicago, how they can white guilt Chicago into what? Putting up more black art? Put up black art. I have a friend in St. Louis. He owns a black art gallery. I've been there many times. I've been to his gallery as many times as I've been to the quote, non-black galleries. I love the art that black folks are doing. Does he get the foot traffic? No. Because you know what he's doing? He's saying, I sell black art. Not like the hidden dark arts, but you know what I'm saying? Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. But anyway, he sells black art. It's like somebody saying, I sell Jewish stuff for the Jewish religion. You've already decided you want to limit your audience. If you want to sell art and you happen to have a section in there for that black, I mean, first of all, blacks can appreciate any art. But if you want to celebrate black artists as part of an overall store like a Michaels or a Hobby Lobby or something like that, you do it. But if you want to sell art that caters to blacks and ethnocentric, if that doesn't make you racist, you're just saying, I want a limited audience. So anyway, all these woke folks are out there. The Lori Lightfoot, she's watching citizens die. What? How many last weekend? 9 got killed, 53 people shot, or some crazy number. It isn't even a surprise in the city of Chicago to hear that 6 people were killed and 35 people were shot over the weekend. That's not even a surprise. What you might be thinking is, wow, that's a pretty good weekend for Chicago. I'll put it this way. I saw one weekend where only 3 people were killed. I think 35 people were shot and 3 people were killed. And I went, wow, that's pretty good. That was my first thought. 3 people died and 35 people got shot. Who knows what's going to – of the people that got shot that survived, what are their lives going to be like? How are they going to, you know, what impact? What were they doing? Probably nothing. And they got shot. And was, at least some of them were doing nothing. Some of them are children. Lives change forever. And Lori Lightfoot's worried about, well, we got art issues in Chicago. Anyway, Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland, here's what he tweeted out the other day. Tonight, Portlanders are encouraged to dim or turn off their lights for Lights Out Portland. Light pollution can be harmful to humans, plants, and other animals, including birds who are beginning their migration. Thanks, at Portland Audubon, for your advocacy and leadership. Now, I just want you to understand what's going on here, people. He wants his citizens to turn off the lights in their city for birds. This is a man that is so detached. His city is under siege. It is criminals out there running around, beating people up over political ideology. Chaz zone, Chad's chop zones, whatever they call it. A city in turmoil. And he wants the lights out. This is what I'm talking about. This is the lunacy that's out there facing the Democratic Party. In L.A., they had to put a city manager on leave. His name is Jose Omotioto. He was put on leave based on an internal investigation. And essentially, they're debating, do they discipline him for an Instagram post that says, chickens come home to roost after those two deputies were shot in L.A. This is a man that can't even find it within himself to say, the people that we hired to protect and serve were brutally attempted assassination. And he can't find his compassion as a human being.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As protests are expected again on Thursday in Louisville, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher reminds everyone.
So I'm asking everyone to reject violence and join me in committing ourselves to the work of reform for justice and for equity. And do that now.
The protests on Wednesday began peaceful, but then ended in violence with rioting and looting taking place. The coronavirus response coordinator for the White House says we're at a critical time for vaccine research. Speaking this week in Texas, Dr. Deborah Birx says the trials have been enrolling patients, and many of those involved have been receiving their second shot.
And once they get their second shot, 2 weeks later, you can start counting. So clearly we now already have individuals that are in that window when we can start determining efficacy.
You're listening to USA Radio News. FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying on Capitol Hill on Thursday. The topics being discussed include preserving the integrity of the election. Wray is also discussing some of the violence that's going on in cities across the country.
Although the majority of protesters have been peaceful, we have opened investigations on individuals involved in criminal activity at these protests. When the ideology leads someone to commit criminal acts and pursue violence, the FBI will not hesitate to take appropriate action.
Dairy farmers across the country say they're optimistic that business is on the verge of a recovery. The dairy industry was hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Now with the return of the international trade deal and a new round of stimulus funds, farmers are not as worried as they once were at the start of the pandemic. The stimulus money is not just for dairy farmers. Corn, soybean, and livestock farmers can apply for federal aid as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tons to discuss that we're going to try to get to today. The clock is ticking quickly. We had a three-hour show. You know, we could get a lot more stuff in. And the other thing is I do like to jump around. A lot of you like that. You've told me, Kevin, I like that your radio show is not just singularly topic, you know, or whatever. And it could be. And I could still make one topic interesting. We could dive deep and do other stuff. And I like doing those deep dives. But I'll be honest with you, when I'm doing the show, I typically get a little bored with a topic, so we try to mix it up a little bit, and hopefully you like it. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255, and we do love getting your messages, the feedback, good or bad, and I'm being honest with you, good or bad, because I want this to be a great experience for you guys, and we want to expand it. And I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we had our largest download of this show ever the other day, so appreciate you guys. But yeah, there's lots to discuss. Hunter Biden's back in the news. It's not good news. Not for Hunter. Not for Joe. Bloomberg's back in the news. It's not good news. Not for Bloomberg. Not for Joe or the Democrats. Wu flu blowing up in the face of the left. They're starting to, we're getting film out of China that shows in Wuhan, China, the bars are open, the clubs are open, the kids are partying, there's no more masks, there's no more Wu flu going around there. So what is America still doing all this other stuff? There's also the debate. We've got lots of stuff going on for this debate, right? Aren't you anxiously awaiting the debate? It's the Super Bowl. The fact that Joe Biden has finally got a date set with destiny. Mr. Oh, you know what? My day ends at 9:22 a.m. in the morning. This is the guy that they want to face Donald Trump. The guy that's a woman. I mean, still got the Tara Reid allegations going. Absolutely did threaten Ukraine, extort Ukraine. Absolutely did participate in the attempted coup of Donald Trump. Absolutely has dementia. Has a son who's a crackhead. And a family that, quite frankly, makes, I can't say the name of the show, even though it's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T, but Creek, if you've ever seen that show with Eugene Levy, makes that show look like, Leave It to Beaver. Joe Biden's got serious issues. The man that Nancy Pelosi says, well, I don't even understand why we need to have presidential debates. Why should America have to have a chance to choose and actually evaluate what the other person says? The Joe Biden, who has said the most racially insensitive comments in the last month, then Trump has never said anything close to that in his lifetime. One of my friends sent me a thing. He says, Kevin, one of my black friends says he forgives Biden for all these racial comments. He forgives him. And my friend's worried. I said, what are you worried about? You got one dude that's stupid? Trust me. Overwhelmingly, blacks know Biden is a racist. He's dumb and he's a racist. He has nowhere near the appeal of Obama. He doesn't even have anywhere near the appeal of Hillary Clinton. That should tell you all you need to know. We talked about Joe Biden's silly parade that had all of, I don't think there were 50 people at his parade. Show me where Joe Biden draws an audience, and I'll tell you, oh man, I'm scared. Woo! You know, in 2016, I believe it was. In 2016. Bernie Sanders could draw a bigger crowd of people than Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden combined, and the Democrats dismissed that. That was their ability to catch fire if they had any, and Sanders wasn't going to beat Donald Trump. But still, you know, he had a better shot than Hillary Clinton, but they didn't want her. They didn't want him, I should say. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. But I want to talk about the Democrats have run amok, right? And they've run amok for so long that they don't even know how to handle resistance. No matter what idiotic things these people said, they did, they enacted as legislatures, they got little to no pushback. Whether they were dealing with race problems, and they are the cause, by the way, of race problems and unemployment and housing problems. And the list is so long, it's ridiculous. Every problem we face in this country, police violence, if you want to call it that, certainly violence in general, people not wanting to work, people that are freeloaders looking for a free ride, and I could go on. They're all problems that the Democrats cause. And because Trump was able to neuter their attack dogs, the media, they can no longer get away with their crimes against humanity. So when they appear publicly, their constituents can't wait to blast them. Remember the first time I was the one who did it? I yelled out to Carnahan, if it's so good, speaking of Obamacare, why don't you have it? And that started it all. Then they started running from us. Because, see, they used to come out and say, you know, yeah, we're going to raise your taxes. I mean, they would brag, we're going to raise your taxes. Yeah, we're going to let inmates out for free. Yeah, we're going to let illegals in here. We're going to give them the right to vote. We're going to do all this stuff. They would tell you publicly. Now they hide. And Schumer was given this presser about replacing Ginsburg. And I'm just going to play this because I want you to hear what happens.
We Democrats are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans. And we need Americans to
stop lying to the people.
Jesus saves.
Stop lying to the people.
Jesus loves you guys.
Thank you. Democrats are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans, but we need Americans to continue to fight with us.
He gets heckled. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Now, no argument that President Trump has a constitutional obligation to replace a dead justice. There's no argument there. Schumer can't say, what's he doing? This is against the Constitution. It's against the law. It's immoral. It's unethical. None of it. The same way Barack Obama had a constitutional obligation to nominate Merrick Garland. And he did. Next, there's no argument that Chuck Schumer himself demanded this for Merrick Garland upon the death of Scalia in 2016. And so did all of his peers. Amy Klobuchar, Hillary Clinton, all of them, Joe Biden. Bring it to a vote. This should come to a vote. Yeah, it should come to a vote. Here's what I want to do. This is what we're doing on the Kevin Jackson Show today. I'm giving you the absolutes, okay? This is the absolute truth. There's no arguing this. There is another truth. And that truth is there's no argument that Senator Mitch McConnell is within his rights as the Senate Majority Leader to play politics under the circumstances. So those are three truths. No argument the president has a constitutional obligation to replace a dead justice. No argument that Schumer and all the Democrats demanded that Merrick get a vote and Barack Obama had done his constitutional duty and brought up Merrick Garland. And Mitch McConnell at the time said, I'm going to play politics. No, you don't get it. And there's no obligation that Mitch McConnell has to bring to a vote, the president doing it. Now, maybe they want to make an adjustment to that, and certainly it depends on what when the timing is. You could argue, well, when should, you know, should they bring it? For the record, if they did bring it, it may not have, they may have rejected everybody that Obama put up. The Republicans own the Senate. So they could have said, yeah, bring Merrick Garland up. Let's bring him up. And if Mitch McConnell knew he didn't have the votes, he'd say, we can bring him up. We're just going to vote him down. We're going to vote down the next person and the next person and the next person. Now, I realize it could get pretty tedious, but that's the way the game gets played. Who was it? Bork got voted down? There have been many people voted down from the Supreme Court for ideological reasons, and we've gotten who we got. We got Justice Roberts. Bush put in, what, three? Alito, Roberts, and one other. I can't remember who, but he put in two or three, and we got Roberts. And the Democrats went for it. Why? Because ideologically, he ended up being closer to them than he is to us. Back to the heckler. So this heckler says to Schumer, after he says, we are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans, and the heckler says, you ain't doing blank. You're lying to the people. Obviously, another guy's yelling, Jesus saves. Then Schumer goes on to say, Democrats are doing all they can to protect Americans, but we need Americans to continue to fight with us. Do you believe him? You believe Democrats are fighting as hard as they can to protect Americans? The rioting and looting that is occurring across this country, the threats of violence if Donald Trump recommends, does his constitutional duty and appoints and says, here's who I want for the Supreme Court. But Schumer wants to sell this lie. Crime up in every major city in America due to the lies surrounding police shootings of blacks, lies told by Democrats, propagated by Democrats. And Schumer wants to lie about it. This is what bugs me. These people are so disingenuous. All we want to do is help the American people. And they're going to use Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death to tell young women, if you still want to keep your right to choose.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take
take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died probably by the time I finish this talk. The complication of COVID-19, like lung scarring and heart damage, could become the next deniable pre-existing condition for over 6 million Americans.
200 million people could be, well, by the time they're dead, by the time I finish this speech, and they'll have lung scarring and heart damage. 6 million! Corn pop! I talked about Biden's parade disaster. Wow. The guy can't even get statistics right. 200 million people, I don't know, 2/3 of America's population will be dead from the Wu flu. Is this guy paying attention to the stats? The jig is up. I'm going to tell you something. The mask debate is about to end. It's going to end cruelly. And for those who capitulated and were, okay, I don't know what to do, I'm just telling you, you're going to look foolish.
Hope you didn't take pictures in your mask and you're going to show your friends and family years down the road. Oh, look at the time that I got stupid with my mask. That's not even what I want to talk about, though. I've been talking about these politicians that are coming out into the public and getting into the mainstream and finding out it's not as friendly as they thought. And Joe Biden, well, he's been hunkered down hiding in the basement making stupid comments. I'm going to play another clip. Can you get that ready for me? This is Joe Biden talking about drug abuse. See if you can make some sense of this, okay?
And psychologists in our schools. We learned drug abuse doesn't cause mental illness. Mental stress and mental illness cause drug abuse. We've learned so much that we could change so much. And that's why we have to make sure that the super wealthy start paying their fair share. So we can do the things we have to do to make life better for hardworking middle class folks.
Do it. We just get the super wealthy to pay their fair share, then we could get rid of all this drug abuse. And oh, by the way, drugs don't cause mental illness. Just because you go on drugs doesn't make you mentally ill. I don't know who told you that. Was it your crackhead that steals from you, your crackhead cousin or your crackhead brother? Because I've had crackheads steal from me and my family. I've had drug addicted family members that have plotted demise of other family members. But Joe Biden says, drugs don't cause mental illness. Mental stress and mental illness cause drug abuse. That's what it is. See, when you get so mental, and this is true, you will sometimes succumb to the chemical. People do. But yeah, that's the only thing that causes drug abuse. It isn't experimentation. It isn't availability of drugs. It isn't all these other factors. No. It's mental stress and mental illness. That's the science. That's the science of it. So I don't know what you've been hearing, but if you're not paying attention to the science, because, you know, Joe Biden, well, he knows a lot about mental stress and mental illness, which makes me believe, is he on drugs? Is he on drugs? Donald Trump wants him drug tested before the debates, which are coming up. You can watch those debates. I think a lot of people are going to watch those debates. I don't think you're going to watch those debates because you want to see Donald Trump. I think you're going to watch those debates because you're going to want to see how Biden holds up, right? Mr. 9:22 a.m. Okay, y'all, listen. Reporters, you need to go home. It's getting late. And I'm done for the day. Y'all need to stop following me around. I've been up since 7. It's been a long day. Joe Biden here. Yeah, put in a lot of effort, a lot of hours. Talking about the science, you know, wearing my mask. You know why Joe Biden is so tired, why he has to retire at 9:22 a.m. in the morning and send the press home? Because of that stupid mask. It's that mask. Breathing in all that carbon dioxide. He can't even think clearly. Oh, man. You think Joe wears that mask all the time? Because he doesn't. I'm going to answer it for you. You know he doesn't. If Joe Biden had, not that pure oxygen is good for you, but if he was in one of those hyperbolic chambers that's supposed to make your body get oxygenated and feel good, Joe Biden, he would come out of there still loopy. You think they put him in there with a bottle of vodka? So Biden was at an event in Minneapolis. I don't know if you guys saw this video. And there might have been 200 people. I'm not talking about the parade. My producers are like, no, I'm not talking about the parade. He was coming out of a building, maybe giving a little speech, but there were people waiting for him. And I don't know how many people were in the building, so I'll be honest with you. I don't know, and I don't care. Here's what I will tell you. I will bet you money there weren't 100 people in the building. And I guarantee you there weren't 50 outside of it. I didn't see the full camera angle, but if somebody has it, make me a liar. Make me a liar. Show me that I'm wrong. Anyway. Couldn't see how many people were at the event. But Biden gets heckled. And I think it's really funny to hear this heckling. It was in Duluth, Minnesota, if you get a chance to see the video. But Biden gets heckled. And I want you to just see, there's some observations I make about him being heckled. So let's do the audio, and then we'll talk about that in a bit.
Don't forget to take your meds! Take your meds! Hey, Joe! Yeah.
love that. Too long in the basement, Joe. Too long in the basement. Welcome back to Kevin Jackson Show. Too long in the basement, Joe. You're spoiled, man. They should have kept you on ice. Oh, man. So Biden easily walks out of this building. There's a little bitty crowd built up. And I was thinking about it because you can't see the angle of this. And it made me think about it. And I said, let me, you know, I have some observations about this that I want to share with you. I don't have a lot of time. But the first one was Donald Trump could not enter and leave with that level of ease anywhere. He gets mobbed. I've been in the events with Trump. He has to come in through the back. I was at an event where I think there were 12,000 people. 14,000, 12 to 14, overflow crowd of about 3,000. Joe Biden exits in and out. There's no clamor. Even as he's walking towards his limos, there's nobody going, stop, sign autographs, nothing. He comes back, and that you can't see it, but he comes back to greet the guys that are heckling him. Let me cover these issues. So the second thing was he looked like a guy running for state legislator, maybe county commissioner or dog catcher. He should have had a huge crowd. No crowd, little enthusiasm, and that enthusiasm gap is going to show up at every step, every stage of everything that he does. Now, I'm sure the Trump team probably has an operative documenting these events just to show America he's not getting the crowds. But here's the other observation I made about that clip, and I hope you get a chance to see the actual video. But this guy's calling is out Joe Biden, you know, and you would the crowd would generally turn on a heckler like that, right? But nobody did. Now, you hear some boos, boo, but these are coming from hecklers and other people booing Joe. But nobody in that crowd pushed back on that heckler and said, shut up, get out of here, what are you doing here, we love Joe. None of them. Which leads me to believe those were paid people. Paid the cheer. There were a few people behind you. They're yelling, but it's the same two or three people, and it sounds like a woman, and she's doing all the yelling. Maybe two or three women, you know. But most of it is just boo and a little spattering of claps or whatever, which kind of gives you an idea of the crowd size, which is nothing. At Trump, there wouldn't be any violence, but people would be saying, get out of here. And then they would eventually go, USA, USA. And they would drown out the heckler. Not anybody did this. And then the next thing, the familiarity which people refer to the former president, the former vice president. A man is clearly heard saying, how are you doing, Joe? The other guy's going, the heckler's going, Joe, get out of here. Get back in the basement. And, of course, the funniest part of the clip is the guy says to Biden, you're not going to win. And Biden goes, well, I know, probably not. But if I do, I'm going to come back here. And I don't know, he says something like, I'm going to come back here and beat you up or call you a dog-faced pony soldier or something. I don't know what he did. But I just find these things interesting about that video because it's so non-Trumpian. It's so bizarre. They familiarity with Biden, people yelling, but nobody pushing back on hecklers. Interesting. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.